This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. More than 601,000 people have died globally from COVID-19, more than 140,000 in the United States. There are more than 14.2 million confirmed infections worldwide, with more than 3.7 million in the U.S., more than 2 million in Brazil, the two countries making up more than a third of the entire world's infections. Patients struggling to breathe are being placed on ventilators in some emergency wards since intensive care units are full, and the near constant care they require is overtaxing workers who are also treating more typical ER cases. Some patients have been moved into hallways and nurses are working extra shifts. A fast rising tide of coronavirus cases is flooding emergency rooms in parts of the United States. In the state of Florida, hospitals say that they are in desperate need of remdesivir to treat patients who are filling beds. The governor announced 30,000 vials of the drug were being shipped to the state. The medication has been shown to shorten average hospitalization times for COVID-19. European Union leaders will be spending a third day Sunday trying to reach a massive stimulus fund to offset the economic damage caused by the coronavirus pandemic. Leaders from the 27-nation bloc are haggling over $1.85 trillion EU budget and coronavirus recovery fund and long-term budget as Europe grapples with its worst economic shock since World War II. A group of wealthy northern states led by the Netherlands have balked at giving away so much cash grants to hard-hit indebted nations, mostly on the Mediterranean rim, preferring to dole out loans instead. Backbiting at the meeting has put in jeopardy what could be an unprecedented act of financial solidarity that would send the European Commission to public markets to borrow billions of euros for a rainy day fund. This is VOA News. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison successfully delayed the opening of Parliament for several weeks as the new coronavirus continued spreading through the country's two most populous states, Victoria and New South Wales. Morrison asked the Speaker of the Parliament to cancel a two-week session due to start on August 4th out of concern about the COVID-19 pandemic. Mexico continues to register near-record levels of confirmed coronavirus infections, frustrating plans to reopen the economy. The Health Department reported 7,615 more cases Saturday and 578 more deaths. Those numbers are widely considered significant undercounts because Mexico has done so little testing. Government labs have administered slightly more than 800,000 tests so far. That's about one out of every 150 people in the country with a population of nearly 130 million. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has made a sweeping call to end global inequalities that sparked this year's massive anti-racism protests and have been further exposed by the coronavirus pandemic. As he delivered the annual Nelson Mandela lecture, Guterres said that the COVID-19 has revealed the fractures in the skeleton of the societies we've built. The UN chief took aim at the vast inequality of wealth, saying the 26 richest people in the world hold as much wealth as half the global population. Guterres's address marked what would have been the birthday of former South African president and Nobel Peace Prize winner Nelson Mandela. Israeli police used water cannons to disperse demonstrators around Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's residence Saturday as protests mounted against him over alleged corruption in his handling of the coronavirus crisis. Hit by high unemployment, a sharp rise in COVID-19 cases, and reimposed coronavirus curbs, Israelis have taken to the streets in almost daily demonstrations against the government. Authorities in Amsterdam are urging people not to visit the city's famous red light district and have closed off some of the historic district's narrow streets because they're too busy. After months of coronavirus lockdown measures, sex workers in the Netherlands were allowed to resume work on July 1st. And as other restrictions also have eased, the red light district has gotten busier again. Late Saturday night, amid fears that visitors could not maintain social distancing, Amsterdam municipality took action, closing roads in that area. And a Black Lives Matter street mural in front of Manhattan's Trump Tower has been defaced with paint for the third time in a week. Two women were arrested Saturday after police say they vandalized the Fifth Avenue mural